非常欢迎我们的朋友、弟兄姐妹来参加今天晚上的布道聚会。
We welcome our friends and family to attend our second night of evangelical service.
现在请我们大家一起低头默祷，来预备我们的心。
Let's all bow our head and prepare our heart.
奉主耶稣圣名开始我们今天晚上的布道聚会，我们一起唱诗395首。
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we begin our evangelical service tonight. Let us sing hymn 395.
前线祷告不停，求主领我向高处行，求我的罪使我坚定，定心站在天上的经，我信仰我更高之地，求主领我向高处行，世上充满与你无助，为我所言长期之处，有人我言世间求助，但我祈求更高之处，重启我全使我坚定，长心站在天上的经，我心向往更高之处，求助你我向高处行，原来魔鬼暗箭猛攻，俗世生活住情中，听心渴望快乐歌声，天上神都从我耳中，求你莫负 Let me stand My faith on heaven's stable land I open and I have gone 就随你飞向高处去，我披上身穹苍寂静，见到天堂浪花美景，不求我灵见到我听，求主同行直到天庭，我的明天是冷天天，我却站在天上的街，我心向往跟他的地，求主你我想告诉
请我们继续站立低头默祷。
Please remain standing and pray in silence.
奉主耶稣圣名祷告。
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we pray.
创造宇宙万物的天上的真神，我们感谢您，赞美您。
Our Creator of the world, of the universe, we thank you and praise you.
天上的真神，因为您的爱，所以在创造之初，您为我们人类准备了一切。
Our Heavenly God, because of your love, Before the creation of the world, you have prepared everything for us.
当我们人类犯罪之后，你又为我们准备了救恩。
When men have sinned, you have prepared salvation for us.
所以我们今天仍然是活在您的恩典里头。
So we are able to live within your grace.
我们每一天在享用着您所给我们的爱。
We live every day and enjoy the love that you have showered upon us.
在我们这看得见的人生，我们有起点，有终点。
On the world that we live in, there's a beginning and end.
起点很重要，终点更是重要。
Beginning is very important, but the end is even more important.
看得见的这个人生它是有限的，甚至是短暂的。
What's visible is limited and it's momentous.
当我们结束了这个短暂之后，我们将如何呢？
When we conclude this momentous world, what's the end?
短暂通常就是不是很重要的。
What's temporary is not usually not very important.
但是这短暂的人生，它却非常的重要。
But this momentous life of ours is very important.
因为它要决定我们将来那个永恒。
Because it will decide on our eternal life.
所以我们如何来过一个有意义的人生是很重要的。
So how to live a meaningful life is very important.
我们如何能够有一个有盼望的人生，这是很重要的。
How do we lead a life with hope? It's very important.
所以我们恳求天父真神，你带领祝福我们晚上的这一场布道聚会。
So we ask you, Heavenly Father, to guide and lead our service for tonight.
求你赏赐给我们一个谦卑明白的心。
Give us a heart of humility and understanding.
也恳求您赐给仆人智慧口才。
Please give eloquence and wisdom to the servant.
所以让我们所传讲的信息，大家都能够得到益处，得到造就。
So whatever we will preach will edify everyone.
让我们都能够拥有一个有意义、有盼望的人生。
So that we all have a meaningful and a hopeful life.
当我们到达这个人生的终点的时候，那是一个得着，是一个成功，是一个欢喜。
When we reach the end of our life, it will be success, it will be joyful.
主啊，我们将今晚的布道聚会交在您的手中。
Lord, we have committed the tonight's service in your hand.
愿您带领从头至尾。
Please guide us from the beginning to the end.
愿您的恩惠充充满满的在我们在座的每一个朋友弟兄姐妹的身上。
May your grace fill among us fully among all our friends and families.
我们这样子向您祷告恳求，愿您垂听，愿您成全。
We pray this way, and may you hear our prayer. May you fulfill our prayer.
愿一切的感谢、荣耀、颂赞都归给您。
May all the praise, glory, and honor be unto your name.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen.
请坐。
Please be seated.
在今晚的正道之前，我们请尔湾教会青年诗班来献诗赞美神。
And before we begin our evangelical service tonight, we will ask Irvine Youth Choir to dedicate hymns for us.
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, I testify the word of God.
奉主耶稣名，我在这里见证神的道。
Very happy to see our friends and brothers and sisters coming to attend our second night of our evangelical service.
很高兴看到我们的朋友跟弟兄姐妹来参加我们第二晚的布道会。
First night, we talk about the three standards that God is going to judge us.
我们第一晚谈到说，神用三个标准来要来做决定来判断我们。
Today we're going to talk about finish the race.
今天我们要谈完成赛跑。
I'm going to mention four criteria how we can finish our race and receive our reward in heaven.
我要谈到说四个重点，要如何达到这四个重点才能完成赛跑，得到我们的奖赏。
In Chinese culture, there's a saying that our life is like a race.
在中国文化有这个比喻说，我们的人生就像一场赛跑一样。
Same thing, Bible also describes in the same way.
圣经也是这么的描写。
Please turn to 2 Timothy chapter 4.
请翻开提摩太后书第四章。
2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 6.
提摩太后书第四章第六节。
2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 6.
提摩太后书第四章第六节。
Verse 6. For I am already being poured out as a drink offering, and the time of my departure is at hand. Verse 7.
第七节。
I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith. Verse 8.
第八节。
Finally, there is laid up for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will give to me on that day. And not to me only, but also to all who have loved his appearing. Here we can see Paul describe his life as a race.
在这里我们看到说保罗描写他的一生就像赛跑一样。
He knew that he's about to die.
他知道他快要离世了。
Every one day we will also die.
我们有一天也都要离世。
But for Paul, he knew that when he's about to die, he shall receive the crown of righteousness.
但是保罗知道说当他要离世的时候，他有公义的冠冕为他存留。
What made him so confident that he will receive the crown of righteousness from God?
为什么他这么有信心他会得到神为他保留的一个公义的冠冕呢？
He did three things.
因为他做了三件事。
On verse 7.
第七节。
First, he fought a good fight.
那美好的仗他打过了。
Second, he finished the race.
他跑完了路。
Third thing he did is I had kept the faith.
第三件事是他所信的道已经守住了。
So today we're going to talk about just the second point here is he has finished the race.
所以我们今天要谈到第二点，他跑完当跑的路。
How do we know that when we finish the race, we shall receive the crown of righteousness?
那我们怎么知道当我们完成赛跑的时候，我们会得到那为我们存留的冠冕呢？
How do we know we will even finish the race at all?
那我们怎么知道我们会完成这个赛跑呢？
We can look at Bible. Paul and Lord Jesus Christ tell us what are the some criteria we will need to finish the race.
我们从圣经跟保罗所讲，可以知道说什么的哪一些标准来知道说。来决定说我们是否能跑完这个路。
Let's look at first criteria, and that's recorded in 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 24.
我们请看第一个标准，这是在记载在哥林多前书第九章
，verse 24,
二十四节。
First Corinthians chapter 9, verse 24.
哥林多前书第九章二十四节。
Chapter 9, verse 24.
第九章二十四节。
24. Do you not know that those who run in a race all run, but one receives the prize? Run in such a way that you may obtain it.
岂不知道在场上赛跑的都跑，但得奖赏的只有一人。你们也当这样跑，好叫你们得着奖赏。
Paul is telling us when we run in this race, we need to have this correct mentality, correct attitude.
保罗是这样跟我们讲，当我们在做赛跑的时候，我们要有这样的态度。
Because in the ancient Greek Olympic, only the first place receive prize. The second place, the third place, there's no prize for it.
在古时候的希腊这奥林匹克的比赛的时候，只有第一名才有奖赏，第二名、第三名都没有什么奖赏。
It's only later on we pity for the second place and third place, so we decide to give them the silver and the bronze.
只是后来说，我们觉得说第二名、第三名没有得奖很可惜，所以我们才有第二名、第三名的奖赏。
But only at that time, only the first place received the reward.
所以在那时候只有第一名的才有得到奖赏。
And so Paul is telling us, when we run in this race of life, we need to have that kind of mentality, want to be the first place.
所以保罗这样跟我们说，当我们在做这个人生的赛跑，我们就要有这样的态度，要得到这个奖赏。
What's the difference between first place and second place?
那第一名跟第二名有什么差别呢？
We know that in the presidential election,
我们知道在这个总统的竞选里面，
the first place become the president.
第一名的就当选为总统。
What happened to the second place?
那第二名的呢？
He get nothing.
那第二名的就没有什么的。
Even he tried very hard, he had, you know, go through many many competitions and contests.And travel all the way, but then he's still second place. He get nothing.
虽然在这个第二名的这个在竞选当中花了很多时间、很多体力、很多精神，但是到处的跑、到处的竞选，但是还是没有得到什么。
So same thing in our heavenly journey. If we fail by 1 second,
所以在我们这个人生的赛跑当中，如果我们得到第二名
，What happened?
那我怎么样呢
？The difference is heaven and hell.That far difference.
这个差别就是天国跟地狱。
Can somebody boast in hell, saying, "You know what? I was so close. I was one more second. I can make it, but I was 1 second apart, and I end up in hell."
你想任何人可以在地狱的时候夸口说，哎呀，我实在是跑得太好了，但只差那么一秒就可以得到第一名。
So we need to have that understanding. This is race. First criteria is depends on our attitude.
所以我们要有这种的了解，在这个赛跑里面，第一个标准就是我们要有这样的态度。
Just like you know, we open business or do anything, how we study, the first criteria is what kind of attitude do we have.
就如同说我们自己开业啊，或者做学生要如何的来读书啊，我们的态度决定于说我们的成功。
Do we really care that we end up in heaven?
我们是否真的关心说我们是否能在天国呢
？If so, then we should.You know, really be focused, just like an athlete, always training oneself up, be ready for that day to come.
那如果真的是这样说，那我们就真的要为这件事情来努力，来操练，就好像每一刻每一时间都是很重要的。
But sometimes in life, we see the contrary.
但是有时候在人生，在我们生活当中，却不是这样子。
Some of the marathon athletes,
有一些跑马拉松的赛跑者，
they don't practice every day.
他们并不是每天的练习。
You ask them, hey, you're supposed to run marathon, right? You need to jog every day.
你问他说，哎，你不是跑马拉松的吗？你难道不应该每天都练习吗？
You should jog in the morning.
你应该早上就要练习啊。
He answered, I have no time. I cannot get up.
他说，我没有时间，我早上没有办法起来啊。
Because I sleep too late.
因为我睡得太晚了。
And then how about afternoon?
那下午呢？
I'm too tired.
下午太累了。
How about evening?
那傍晚呢？
Oh, I have events in my life. I had to watch TV, saw opera, or do certain things.
傍晚我就很多节目，我又要看电视节目，要做这个事情，做那个事情。
So that person always have excuse for not training, equipping himself for the race.
所以这样的人总是有借口，这些借口让他不能来达到他所应该操练。
So sometimes we wonder, do these people really want to be in marathon race and be the first?Place or what to be a last?
So, 我们有时候想想看，这种人真的是想要在马拉松赛跑得到第一名吗？还是只是要想到参加的最后一名
？So, we need to have this understanding. We need to really, if our goal is heaven, then we need to really do our cultivation every day. Drop, pray to God, read Bible.
所以我们要有这样的了解。如果我们的目标是天国的话，我们就要每天这样的操练来读经祷告。
So, the more we pray, the more strength we have.
所以我们祷告越多，我们就越有力量。
The more we pray, the stronger we are. We're able to endure.
那我们祷告越多，我们就有越有能力，越能操练，越能忍耐。
A couple years ago, I read a book. It's a book written by a Christian. She said that God took her to hell.
几年前我读过一本书，是一个基督徒写的。他这个写说，神带他到地狱。
And God let her experience what is hell like.
神让她体验说地狱是什么样的感受。
She said that she was being put into a prison, and then was very lonely.
她说她好像被关在监牢里面，非常的寂寞。
And then there was a fire burning her.
那时候那有这个被火在烧。
And she saw she was a like partial skeleton, partial rotten flesh.
她觉得说她一半是骨头，一半是带着血肉。
And she saw the worm was like biting her, crawling over her.
那她也看到说身体被这个虫在这边咬。
And also she also saw that whenever Jesus Christ passed by.
她也看到说当主耶稣走过去的时候。
Many people would cry out to the Lord.
很多人就会叫大声叫。
Say, Lord, Lord, I'm so sorry.
他们会说，主啊，主啊，我非常抱歉。
Please have mercy on me.
请怜悯我。
Please change your mind. Don't let me stay here.
改变你的心意，让我不要留在这里。
The Lord would answer them.
但是主这么说。
It is too late.
太晚了。
She even said that sometimes she saw the Lord was shedding tears as the Lord saying, "It's too late."
她还记得说，当她看到主耶稣说这话的时候，还看到主耶稣流泪。
And she said that in hell there are quite a bit of Christian there too.
她看到说，在地狱里面有很多的基督徒。
And they all call Lord, Lord.
他们也都说主啊，主啊。
In their life, they have been procrastinating.
在他们的生活生命当中，都一直在拖延。
Those people down there are not the first one. Those people down there are not the first one who procrastinate.
这些人并不是第一批在那边拖延的。
Nor will be the last one.
也不会是最后一批。
Sometimes we know, but we always put it behind us. Maybe later.
有时候我们都知道说应该做什么，但是我们都想说等一下再做。
In Luke chapter 13, Jesus taught the people, say, strive to enter the narrow door.
路加福音13章, 主耶稣这么爽说, 要努力进天国。
进窄门。Strive means we have to put efforts.
这个努力就是要尽力来做。
And Jesus described that for a rich man to enter the heaven kingdom is hard.
主耶稣有说要那个财主要进这个天国是难的。
For the camel to enter the eye of a needle is easier than for a rich man to enter the kingdom of God.
这个财主要进这个窄门比这个 这个骆驼要进这个窄门，更难多了。
Iron needle is actually a small door, in the city gate, next to the city gate.
这个骆驼要进的这个窄门，其实是在城墙的旁边。So
during the some people came very late, so at sunset they shut down the main gate.
所以在傍晚的时候，这个大门就关起来了。And
so people who came late, they had to go through the narrow door.
所以那些在傍晚以后来的人就要从这个窄门小门进去。
But the narrow door is low and thin.
但这个小门是又低又窄。And
so for the camel to go in, okay, first the camel had to kneel down.
所以这个窄门，当这个骆驼要进去的时候，这个骆驼第一就要先蹲下来。And
then unload all his burden, all the things are on top of him.
然后他把他所骆驼上面背的东西都要卸下来。And
people will have to one pull the camel in the front.
那一个要在骆驼前面拉,
and another one push.
那一个要在骆驼后面推,
of course, the camel also had to kind of crawl, right?
那当然这个骆驼自己本身也要尝试着这样子爬。
And then when, you know, I know we know that some of the camels kind of fat.
我们知道有些骆驼是比较胖的。
And then they stuck, you know, at the gate.
所以他们就卡住在这个窄门里。
And so some people had to, another two people, right, squeeze the squeeze on the side, right? Push it, and then push, and then they all went pull, and then that's how the camel go through the eye of needle.
所以胖的就要两边有两边的一门在两边这样推，所以让它窄一点才推进去，然后在前面人再拉才有办法进这个窄门。
So for the camel to go through the eye of needle, it's pretty difficult. The camel need people's help.
所以我们知道说这个骆驼要进这个窄门是不容易的，他需要人的帮忙。
He also need to help himself.
他也需要帮助他自己。
So how much more is the rich person?
那财主更是如何呢？
So we need to make effort. We cannot always give excuse. Oh, I have my favorite TV program, so opera I had to watch.
那对我们来说，我们更要下这个功夫，下这个努力。我们不能说，我想做这个节目，想要做这个事。
Yes, we can watch it, but let us first spend the time with God.
是的，我们也许可以看，但是我们要先花时间跟神在一起。
So do we have that kind of attitude go to heaven is my first priority in my life.
所以我们是否有这样的态度，到天国是我们第一件最重要的事。
That will determine whether we'll make it or not.
这会决定说我们是否能去或不能去。
Second.
第二件事,
let's look at second criteria recorded in 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 26.
第二个标准记载在哥林多前书第九章,
verse 26.
二十六节,
1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 26.
哥林多前书第九章二十六节,
therefore I run this not with uncertainty, this I fight not as one who beats the air.
二十六节, 所以我奔跑不像无定向的，我斗拳不像打空气的。
Paul said here that when he runs, he does not run aimlessly.
在这里保罗说，当他奔跑的时候，并不是没有方向的。
He has a direction.
他是有一个方向。
He has a goal.
他有一个目标。
That goal is heaven kingdom.
这个目标就是天国。
Today there are many people who are running in this race, but they have the fervency, but they don't know where they're running to.
今天有很多人在做这个赛跑，很多人都很热心、很尽力的跑，但是他们不知道他们的方向是什么。
Sometimes we are too busy. We cannot calm down and think, where are we going?
有时候我们太忙了，我们并不能坐下来安静的想说，我们到底是往哪里走。
We know that Isaac Newton is a famous scientist.
牛顿是一个很出名、很伟大的科学家。
And also a famous mathematician.
也是一个数学家。
One day he need to go to his office.
有一次他需要到他的办公室,
he was rushing. He jumped into the carriage and told the driver, said, go.
他跳到马车上就叫他的马车的人说, 走。
And the driver just whipped, and the driver did not know where he was going.
那个开车马车的人就马上打着马就跑。
After Isaac Newton calmed down, he realized that, where am I going? Where is he going?
然后等他静下来，他想说, 我们去哪里呢?
And he asked the driver, sir, where are you going?
他问开车人说, 我们往哪里走呢?
The driver said, I don't know.
我不知道啊。
He told me to go, so I go.
你叫我走, 所以我就走了。
So sometimes, yes, you know, in this life, everybody is kind of, you know, rushing to earn money, rushing to do this, and we just follow along. But where are we going?
有时候在我们人生当中，我们就急急忙忙的做这个做那个，那有时候我们并不知道我们去哪里。
We need to examine what is the way to heaven kingdom.
所以我们需要来查验说去天国路是在哪里，是在哪里。
Let's look at Acts chapter 17.
请翻开《使徒行传》17章。
Acts chapter 17, verse 10.
使徒行传17章第10节。
Acts chapter 17, verse 10.
使徒行传17章第10节。
Acts chapter 17, verse 10.
17章第10节。
To verse 12.
10节到12节。
Chapter 17, verse 10.
17章第10节,
then the brethren immediately sent Paul and Silas away by night to Berea. When they arrived, they went into the synagogue of the Jews. Verse 11.
11节,
these were more fair-minded than those in Thessalonica, in that they received the word with all readiness and searched the scripture daily to find out whether these things were so. Verse 12.
12节,
therefore, many of them believe, and also not a few of the Greeks, prominent women as well as men. Here record when the gospel preached to Berean.
这里讲到说，当福音传到比利亚去的时候，
these people study the word of God carefully to see if Paul was preaching according to the Bible or not.
这里讲到说，这些人很仔细的天天的查考圣经，强调知道说这道是。 是否是或不是?
So it's very important that we need to study the scripture to see what we hear is complete or not, is wrong or right.
所以这是为什么说我们也要专心的来查考圣经，来知道说我们所听到是否正确或是不正确。
Today there are many religions.
今天有很多的宗教。
And also many denominations.
有很多不一样的教派。
And everyone is saying that if you believe this, that will lead you to heaven or someplace wonderful.
每一个教派都说，如果你相信我这个教，这个教就会带你到一个很美好、很美好的地方。
But does everything that leads to the same place? Does every religion, every denomination lead to the same place?
但是是否每个宗教、每个教派都带你到一个一样的美好的地方呢？
If every religion, every denomination lead us to the same place, Jesus will not say, enter the narrow gate.
如果每一个宗教每一个教派都带你到一个地方的话，那主耶稣就不会说要进这个窄门。
We have a sister.
我们有一个姐妹。
God gave her a very interesting and wonderful vision.
神给她看到一个很美妙一个意象。
She saw that everybody was running a race.
她看到说每个人都在赛跑。
And before they run a race, they were all behind the line.
在赛跑前他们都在线的后面。
And she saw that there was a big mountain ahead of them.
他可以看到说在赛跑的路中有一个有一座山。
And the judge said, whoever go through the mountain through the cave to the other side will be the first place. Whoever get to the other side of the mountain will be the first place.
那裁判官说如果谁第一个越过那个山的话就是第一名。
Whoever go through the cave to the other side of the mountain is the first place. 山洞的。
第一个能穿过这个山洞的话到另外一边的话就是第一名。
So when the judge said run, so everybody started running.
所以这个裁判官说开始跑的时候大家都冲。
And she saw that some people, right, don't even look. They just choose the closest one, the nearest one, and run through the cave.
他看到说有一些人连看都没有看到找到只是找最近的。
And some people just simply follow, hey, this person run this cave, so I've run too.
那看到有一些人也不知道如何跑，看到别人跑，他就跟着那些人跑。
But she knew, since there are many caves in this mountain.
他知道说在这个山里面有很多的山穴、山洞。
It's impossible that a cave will, not all the cave will go through the other side.
这个不可能说每一个山洞都会到另外山的另外一边。
So she go to the cave and she look at it. It's all dark.
所以她到了山洞山穴前看一看，全部都是黑的。
And then she go to another one. It's also dark.
所以她又去另外一个，也是全部黑的。
Eventually, she found out there was a cave that with a little light, you know, in the cave.
所以她最后找到一个山洞，又看到这个山洞在山洞的尽头有一点点的亮。
She knew that this cave is straight.And the light from the other side has shone through, but a little bit.
他就知道说这个山洞是直直到另外一边，虽然说很黑，但是可以看到说尽头有一个亮光照过来。
So she started to run in this cave.
所以他要从这个山洞开始跑。
The more she run, she discovered the light has become bigger. At first it was like a tiny little hole, but it's become bigger and bigger.
他跑越远，你就可以看到这个亮光这个点越来的大。
Eventually. As she ran almost finished, she knew that she would be the first one because there's nobody run in this cave except her.
当她快到终点的时候，她知道说她是会是第一名，因为她都没有人在她跟她旁边一起跑。
So it's very important that when we choose a religion or a denomination, we need to make sure that does this really lead to the salvation, the heaven kingdom.
所以我们要非常的小心，当我们选择一个宗教或教派的时候，我们要查考查验说这个是否能带我们到天国，到我们一个终点。
Does this church have the complete truth?
这个教会是否有全备的福音？
Partial truth does not do any good.
这个不全备的福音对我们并没有什么好处。
It's just like we want to go to San Diego, but we stop in the bus stop at Camp.Stop at the Camp Pendleton, and you drop us off.
就想说你要开车，你的目的地是圣地亚哥，但是你车子开到一半到这个Camp Pendleton Oceanside 附近。
We cannot get to the place we want.
这并没有达到你的目的地。
Same thing. Even though we are Christians, most of us are Christian, but sometimes our goal is not really heaven kingdom.
这同样的，我们很多人是基督徒，但是他们的目标并不全都是天国。
Sometimes, there's some Christian came to our church.
有些基督徒来到我们教会。
I ask, why do you come to church?
我问他们说，你们为什么来教会呢
？I come to church is because I like to have my children to be with the church youth because the church youth have good influence on them.
他们就回答说我喜欢来教会因为我可以带我的孩子来教会因为教会的青年对我的孩子会有好的影响
For me, I come here to social
那我呢我来这边就是跟人家社交
So the goal is not really the heaven kingdom, the eternal life be forever with the Lord Jesus Christ
所以他们的目标并不是天国也并不是永生
And for some of us, yes, our goal is heaven kingdom but then the way we run, the direction we run, is not heaven kingdom, it's this world.
但是我们有某些人的目标是天国，但是我们所跑的方向并不是往天国的方向跑。
One time, there's one RE teacher teaching the children about the story of Lazarus and the rich man.
有一次，一个宗教教员在教学生，教这个拉撒路跟这个财主的故事。
Rich man lived a good life, but later on he ended up in hell. And then this Lazarus who was poor in life, but later on, because he kept the God's truth, he ended up in heaven.
这个财主在世的时候过着非常好的生活，但是死的时候就去下地狱。但拉撒路在活着的时候过得非常的苦，但是死的时候就上天国。And
the RE teacher asks the student, "Who do you want to be, the rich man or Lazarus?"
所以这个宗教教育员就问学生说：“那你要当哪一个呢？你要当拉撒路呢，还是要当财主呢？”
These are just little kids.
这些都是小朋友。
But they are so smart.
但是他们非常的聪明。
They say neither.
他们说两个都不要。
On life, I want to live like rich men.
在活着的时候，我要活得像财主一样。
When I die, I want to go heaven like Lazarus.
但是我死的时候，我要像拉撒路一样上天国。
But the question is, which one? We only can choose one. But we human beings always like stepping two feet, stepping on two boats.
这问题是说你要选一个，只能选一个。但是我们人总是要想踏两条船。
We cannot let go. All these two are too important.
这些东西都太重要了，我们不想放松放手。
But really, in the end, it will boil down to which one do we really want?
那在最重要，可是最终的时候，最重要就是说，什么是对我们最重要的？
So we need to think about this. Where are we going exactly? A lot of time that we spend, where does it lead us to?
我们要问我们自己说，我们是要到底要是去哪里呢？我花这么多时间、这么多精力，是带我们去哪个地哪里呢？
So if we think our goal is heaven kingdom, let us spend more time, more effort in this place.
如果我们的目标是天国的话，那让我们花更多的体力、更多的时间。 在这个天国的路上的方向上面，
Let's talk about the third criteria to finish our journey and receive a crown of righteousness.
我们在谈的第三个标准，第三个条件，让我们得到这个赛跑完的奖赏。
Please turn to 2 Timothy chapter 2 verse 5.
请翻开提摩太后书第二章第五节。
2 Timothy chapter 2 verse 5.
提摩太后书第二章第五节。
2 Timothy chapter 2 verse 5.
提摩太后书第二章第五节。
And also, if anyone competes in athletics, he is not crowned unless he competes according to the rules.
人若在场上比武，非按规矩，就不能得冠冕。
I think we all know this rule, right?
我们都知道这个规则。
If some people running the marathon, but he decides to say, you know what, this is running 26 miles too long. I just take a shortcut.
我们只知道说这个比赛规则是什么。如果一个人在跑马拉松的时候，他觉得说这个26公里太远了，他觉得要跑短径。So
he take a shortcut.
所以他就抄着短径。Yeah,
he's the first place.
当然他是第一名。But
what will happen to him? Even though he's the first place, he'll be disqualified and not be the first place.
但是因为他没有按着规矩的，他被取消资格，他就不能当第一名。
And sometimes I know that we all see this Olympic, you know, the track and field.
我们知道在这个奥林匹克常常有这个田径赛。
We see that people, right, is always run according in the track, right? They don't say, okay, you know what, I just cut across the field. I'll be the first place.
我们看到他们在比赛都是绕着这个操场来跑。 没有一个人说从中间就跑过来插过去。
If anyway do, we'll probably laugh at them so hard that say, what's this person doing? He's cheating.
我想没有人会这么做，如果有人做，我想大家都已经笑说这个人在做什么。
So, 2 Timothy chapter 2 verse 5 tells us we need to follow the rule.
所以在提摩太后书第二章第五节跟我们说，我们要按规矩来。
Today, this Bible is the rule book.
今天这本圣经就是我们的规矩。
If we do things, we run in our race, but not follow according to the Bible, we will be very disappointed in the very end.
今天如果我们来跑做这个赛跑，但是我们不照这个圣经这个规矩来的话，那到终点的时候，我们会非常失望的。
So at the judgment day, yes, we finished the race, but there's no reward for us because we cheated it. We did not follow the rule.
所以在那审判日的那时候，我们并不会得到奖赏。为什么呢？因为我们没有照规矩来。
The sister I shared with you previously, she also God also gave her a very interesting vision to see.
刚才我提到这个姐妹，神也给她另外一个很美妙的意象，让她看到。
She also saw in the race.
她在一个赛跑看到一个赛跑。
Before the race, right, the judge told them this.
在赛跑前，这个裁判官这么说。
That everybody had 2 buckets of water.
这每个人都拿着两桶的水。
And each bucket filled with water to the brim.
然后这一桶每一桶水都是到边缘。
And the judge said to them, whoever brings the most water to the finish line is the first place.
所以裁判跟他们说如果谁能把水满满的留着最多的水到终点的话，谁就是第一名。
So when they started to run, she saw some people, right? They swing like this.
所以当他们开始跑的时候，他看到有一些人跑是这样跑，手往前
往后跑。
So the water
spill out.
所以这些水都流出来了。
And in the race, there is a deep slope.
那在跑的路程当中，有一个非常陡的坡。
Some people just want to be the first place, you know, in the finish line. So they run so hard, and then at the deep slope, right, they trip, and they roll down to the hill.
那有些人只想要说要第一个到终点，所以当他们在这个坡下坡的地方的时候，就跑得很快，结果就跌倒，就翻跟斗。
Many stumble.
很多人就跌倒。
And of course, when they fall to the ground, to a valley, all the water is lost.
当然，他们跌倒的时候，这个水桶也倒了，水都流尽了。
But they don't care. They pick up the bucket and keep running.
但是他们不管呢，就无所谓，他们就把水桶再拿起来又跑了。
But for her, she listened to the judge's word, right? And she carried slowly, right? Make sure that not a drop of water spill out.
所以她，但是对这个姐妹来说，她仔细听到这个裁判官的比赛的规则，所以她就很谨慎的拿着这个水桶，慢慢的不要让水再滴出来。
And then when she faced the slope. She zigzag down the slope.
所以当他到下坡的时候，他就这样横的走，跟横的走，所以不直接下去。
And then she said that when she ran to the finish line, she saw everybody was waiting for her.
所以当他终点的时候，他看到每一个人都在等他。
She was the last one.
他是最后一个。
When she finished the cross the finish line.
所以当他横跨这个终点的时候
，The judge looked at her bucket and raised her hand and said, "You are the first place."
所以裁判官看到他的水桶里面水，说：“你是第一名。”
But at this time, many people say, "Not fair."
那时候很多人说不公平。
I was the first one who ran. I ran faster than her.
我是第一名的，我跑比他快，我比他就快到达的。
Do you know how the judge replied her?
那你想这个裁判官如何的回答呢
？I told you, whoever brings the most water to the finish line is the first place. You don't listen.
我跟你想在赛跑前跟你想说。不论是谁，如果把最多的水拿到尽头，那就赢了。你没有听。
So these people had nothing to say.
所以这些人就无话可说了。
So today, what does it mean to us?
所以今天这个对我们有什么意义呢？
Couple of things. When we preach the gospel, it's important that we need to preach the complete gospel.
几件事，第一件事，当我们传福音的时候，我们要传全备的福音。
We have to preach the rule to people so that they can finish the race.According to rule and get the prize.
我们要把这个规矩讲清楚，所以听到的人才能照这个规矩来跑到尽头，得到奖赏。
I know sometimes people want to earn as many people as possible in the church.
我们知道有时候人要想要带很多的人来。
Because it's good to have many people in the church, right? And some pastors think more people, more donations.
有时候你们知道说这个教越多人越好，那越多人就有越多的奉献。
So you don't like baptism? That's okay. You don't need to be baptized.
如果你不喜欢洗礼的话，那没有关系，你不用受洗。
You don't like the way we pray? It's okay. You don't need to pray in tongue.
你不喜欢我们祷告，那没有关系，你也不用学我们这样祷告。
Sabbath, you like to keep Sunday? Oh, let's keep Sunday.
安息日你喜欢守礼拜天吗？没有关系，这样也好。
So whatever you like, I tell you, it's okay not to do them.
所以你们喜欢怎么样，我就说没有关系，就照你们这样好。
But would that kind of gospel really lead people to the finish line?
但是这样的福音能带人到尽头，到终点吗
？So we need to really not just focus on quantity. We also need to focus on quality. Everything that we say and do for the Lord.
所以我们不能只是注重在数目，而是注重在值。
Same thing, when we serve God, sometimes people want to serve where people can see them, like people speak in the pulpit.
所以有时候当我们在服侍神的时候，有些也是这样子，他们想要服侍在人所看得到的地方，如同在台上讲道，
or translate,
或是在台上翻译,
or play piano,
或是在, 弹钢琴,
or lead him,
或是在领诗。
Because these things, right, it really tell people that we are something, somebody important.
这样别人都可以看到我们在做很重要的事。
So, but then when we talk about cleaning the bathroom, oh, nobody see and dirty. I don't want to do it.
但是当我们谈到说清厕所的时候，又脏又臭，没有人看得见，我不想做。
So who are we trying to serve? Are we serving ourselves or are we serving God?
所以我们服侍谁呢? 我们是服侍我们自己呢? 还是在服侍神?
So our motive is, you know, it's like quality. You know, God's not just looking at quantity. God is also looking at our quality.
所以当我们服侍的时候, 神看我们看的是我们的动机、我们的值、我们的在哪里，而不是只看到我们的数目。
I really admire some people clean the bathroom.
我真的很羡慕那些 清厕所的人。
Some people they clean the bathroom really clean.
有些人这个清厕所清得非常的干净。
Some people, you know, they clean the toilet bowl.
有些人在清马桶。
And then after they cleaned it, they made sure that filled it with the paper, the toilet paper.
所以有些马桶清完了，还把这个马桶这个卫生纸把它都放满。
And then clean the floor.
然后马桶地方附近的地上也都擦干净。
Clean the sink, clean the mirror.
镜子也擦了，洗手的地方旁边也擦了。
Throw the trash.
垃圾也拿去丢掉。
And they. Nobody see it, but they do it as if they were doing for the Lord.
没有人看得见，但是他们做就好像为神做一样。
But then, I know, of course, you know, sometimes when we arrange to clean the toilet, right? We get this thing, we just roll around in the toilet bowl and so we finish.
当我想我们有时候都会被排说清厕所，那有些人就是拿这个清厕所很简单，擦擦一擦就完了。
Or look, go, went in there. Also, clean anyway and walk out.
然后有时候也许就进去看一看，说，嗯，看起来很干净，不用清了。So,
this everybody is doing with different quality. You know, some very sloppy, some very detailed, and they put their heart to it.
所以我们有看到说，有人做的每个人做的品质都不一样。有的人做是高品质的工作，有人做是非常低品质的。And
same thing with the offering.
同样的，这个奉献也是一样。
Some people offer, God doesn't remember. God do not care. In fact, God punished them.
有些人奉献神也不想接受，也甚至惩罚他们。
For example, in Book of Acts chapter 5, there was a couple, Ananias and Sapphira. They sold their possession and they offered to the church, saying that this is everything that we have. But then actually they secretly withhold a portion of it.
我们在《使徒行传》第五章提到说，亚拿尼亚和撒非拉他们把他们所卖的 捐出来给使徒们，他说这是我们所有的东西，但是他们自己私下留了几分。
Peter said to Ananias, "You don't lie to men, you lie to God."
彼得跟他说，你不是骗人，你是骗神。
Because this offering is offering to God, you lying to God, you not lying to me.
你奉献的是要给神，不是给人，所以你骗的时候，你是骗神，不是骗我们。
He died.
所以他当场就死掉。
Sometimes we wonder, can he be safe? Sometimes we wonder, can he be safe?
有时候我们也许想说，他到底能不能得救？
Because God was angry with him and punished him to death.
但是我们看到说神是很生气的，所以让他马上断了气。
Okay. So, you know, we can serve God, but if we serve with a wrong attitude or our quality is not good, sometimes people even sin to get the things done.
所以我们看到说，我们每一个人都能服侍神，但是我们是有对的品质呢，或是我们态度对吗？甚至有时候我们做错还会得罪神。Sometimes
we sin to get the things done.
有时候我们甚至得罪来犯罪来把这个事情做完。That's
something God is not pleased.
这不是说神所喜悦的事。So
we need to care about our quality, our service.
所以当我们服侍神的时候，我们要注重我们所服侍的品质。
Let's give an analogy. It's better to do one thing truly for God, according to God's way, than to do 1,000 things not according to God's way.
我们来做个比喻，我们宁可做一件事真的是为神来做，品质非常好，而不是做一千种事但是都是态度不对，品质也不好。
Because we shall receive that one thing that we did, but then for the 1,000 things that we do not follow God's way, there's no reward for it.
我们做那一件对的事，人说我们要得到奖赏，但是那一千几个事情，我们做不对的事情，我们不得不到奖赏。
Same thing with our preaching.
同样的，我们今天在传道理。
Today maybe we can preach something that people would like to hear. I just believe. I just say it in your mouth and confess with your heart and confess with your mouth, Jesus Lord, be safe.
也许我们会传人家想要听的道理，就说啊，只要你口里承认神，相信这样就会得救了。
But Bible also in many passages say, unless you do this, unless you believe this, you cannot go to the kingdom of God.
但是圣经里面也说，如果你没有做这个，如果你没有做那个话，你断不能进神的国。
And there's many people saying that doesn't matter. What's important? Just believe and confess.
但是有些人会说啊，那没有关系的，只要你承认信神，你就会得救。
This is not the way we're supposed to read Bible.
这不是我们要读圣经的态度。
Actually, we need to read the entire book, and whatever Bible say, you know, we put all together, we see a whole picture, what to be done, what we need to do, and believe to be safe.
所以我们要读圣经的时候，不能断章取义，要把整篇的读起来，然后才能知道说这个全篇的道理。
So it's better to preach complete gospel to one person, to many people, only one person came to believe. It's better than we preachthe incomplete truth or to please people, and many people came to believe, but none of them actually end up in heaven.
所以我们当我们传福音的时候，我们宁可说传全部的福音给一个人，让那个人的得救，而比说给传这个不全备的福音给一千人，很多的人，但是那些人都不能得救。
Just like the vision we mentioned, the sister was the very last one.
我们就像我们谈到这个姐妹，她是最后一位到终点。
Her speed was very slow.
她是非常慢的。
But it doesn't matter.
但是那无所谓。
But what's important is we need to please God. We need to follow God's rule.
最重要的是我们要讨神的喜悦，我们要守神的规矩。
So this is the third criteria. We need to compete according to the rule so that we can receive the prize.
所以这是第三个条件。当我们赛跑的时候，我们要照规矩来。
And the fourth criteria. How do we know that we will finish the race and receive our prize?
第四个条件标准就是说，我们如何知道说我们的赛跑能到终点？然后得到奖赏。
Let's look at Matthew chapter 24, verse 13.
请翻开马太福音24:13.
Matthew chapter 24, verse 13.
马太福音24:13.
Matthew chapter 24, verse 13.
24:13.
Matthew chapter 24, verse 13.
马太福音24:13.
Verse 13.
十三节。
But he who endures to the end shall be saved.
十三节，我有忍耐到底的，必然得救。
Jesus told people, we had to endure to the very end to be safe.
在这里，主耶稣教导我们说，我们唯有忍耐到底，必然才能得救。
Sometimes I don't know why there's so many people in the world. Just believe, you know, the moment you just believe now, you'll be safe forever. Doesn't matter what you do.
我其实真的不知道为什么这么多人在世界上传这个道理，说只要你相信就会得救。
But Jesus said endure to the end. So endure means we have to hold on to the truth. We have to keep practicing it, even though people persecute us, laugh at us, you know, scorn us, despise us.
但是在这里，主耶稣教导我们说，我们要忍耐道理。这忍耐表示说，我们要抓紧这个真道，一直要行出来，或者不管说人家逼迫我们，或是不相信我们，还是要做出来。
Endure to the very end, to the moment we died. That's the very end.
这个忍耐到底就是到我们死的那一刻。
Not in the middle, you know, not in the middle of the race.
并不是忍耐。
We had to endure to the very end.
并不是说赛跑到一半就够了，而是要忍到底，到完的时候。
Has anybody run the marathon before?
有没有人跑过马拉松过？
If we don't usually practice running, First time we run marathon, I think most people will quit in the middle of the way.
如果我们不练习的话，如果你去曾经跑这个长跑的话，我想没有一个人第一次会能跑完的。
Try it, okay? Some people run. I say, oh my, you will experience many things that you never experienced before. Oh, I have a cramp. Oh, my feet have blister. You know, and then I like a short of breath.Okay, I feel I'm going to die. I feel my heart is going to stop.
如果你从来没有跑过，那你去参加这种长跑竞赛的话， 那你可能就会开始觉得平常你没有体平常没有感受的一些现象，如果像说你脚抽筋起水泡、呼吸困难，觉得快要死了一样。
But even there are some people who practice, you know, daylight jogging, right? Even when they run marathon, some people also found it very hard to finish it.
但是那些甚至有在练习的，也觉得说很难的能撑得到底。
And did we ever imagine that, you know, we run to all the way, 99% or 90% of the way, and we decide say, I quit?
我们有没有觉得说，有时候我们跑到快要尽头的时候，那我们决定说，放弃了？
What will happen if we quit?
那如果我们那在快到终点，但是还没达到终点的时候，我们放弃的时候，那怎么办？那会怎么样
？All the labor, all the time we spend is all in vain.
你想想看，我们所有的练习所花在这个比赛的时间跟体力都是浪费掉了。
This including myself.
包括我在内。
For example, if I quit my faith, right, before I die.
今天如果在没有死之前，我就放弃我这个信仰。
Maybe I'm age 80.
也许我80岁。
Maybe I will die any day.
也许任何一天都要死了。
I quit my faith.
那我就放弃我的信仰。
Okay. I actually wasted all my time praying to God.
你想想看，那我这过去这么我的生命，我浪费我的生命在向神祷告。
All the time I read Bible is actually in vain because I don't end up in heaven.
那我所读圣经的功夫、祷告功夫都已经浪费掉，因为我
都放弃。All the times I spend come to church to worship God is all in vain.
那些我花了时间来教会聚会、祷告、敬拜神，也都浪费掉。
All the money I offer, all the effort I put into it is all in vain.
所有的奉献、所有的时间放进去的这个来敬拜神，都是浪费掉了。
Is that right?
是否是这样呢
？Really, that's the reality of the world. When you run a race, if we don't finish it.Okay, even though we are running in the very first place, we are ahead of everybody. But because we don't finish it, there's nothing for us.
是否是这样子呢？没有错。如果我们在比赛的时候，如果我们将跑到进终点，但是我们没有办法完成的话，那我们所花的心血跟体力跟投资都浪费掉了。
So we need to understand that this heavenly journey is one way only.
所以我们要知道说，在天国路上是一条路，这个单方向的而已。
There's no return trip.
并不能回头。
We had to make it.
我们一定要跑到尽头。
There's no what if.
这个没有但是的。
We had to put our totality, our concentration, our efforts into it.
我们要全心全力尽力的跑到终点。
Let me tell you a testimony.
让我跟你分享一个见证。
We have a couple brothers also experienced a near-death experience.
我有几个弟兄也体验到说快死的这个体验。
There was one brother, his name is Ming Kai Wu.
就有一个弟兄叫做明凯吴，吴明凯。
He feel something wrong with him, so he went to check up with a doctor.
他觉得身体不舒服，所以说他去医生那里看医生。
And the doctor said, okay, make an appointment. We need to do some biopsy. It take a half an hour or less, you know.We will insert a tube and we will pick up some of the lung tissues.
所以医生就说：“哦，没问题，那我们就赶快做个切片检查，把这管插进去，然后切一片就可以来做检查。”
And so, on the day of biopsy, he said that was so painful, it was so complicated.
所以他说那一天在做切片的时候，突然这个很简单的变成非常复杂，
非常痛苦。The moment that the tube tried to go into his windpipe, right? He feels very uncomfortable.
所以当他们他要想要放管插进他的气管的时候，他觉得非常的难过。
Right. And then there's some complications, so it takes a lot of time. And then once everything right, actually he spilled out many bloods on the floor.
这很简单的一个手续变得非常复杂，结果他甚至流了很多血。
And he was lying down on the bed.
所以他躺在床上。
And this doctor was like thinking, like, you're a useless person. It's just a small surgery, just a biopsy. How come you behave like a wimp?
医生想说你怎么这么没有用？这是一个很简单的切片手术，你就这样好像快要死不活的。
He was lying down there, said, "Oh Lord, no more."
那这个弟兄躺在那里说，哦，主啊，主啊，不行了。
And then the Lord spoke to him.
所以这主耶稣跟他说
，asking him, "Is your pain greater than my pain?"
问他说, 你的痛苦有比我的痛苦大吗?
But he keep rejecting, say, Lord, I can't, I don't want to suffer.
但是他一直这样回答主说, 主啊, 我不能受了苦了, 我不能受这个苦了。
But the moment when the Lord asked him, is your pain greater than my pain? He knew that he needed to go through this painful process.
那当主耶稣问他的时候说, 你的苦有比我受的苦大吗? 他就知道说他
Just like Lord Jesus Christ said to him, shortly after he was having surgery, major surgery, and then there's some complication, and then he is always at the edge of near death.
所以在那切片完不久以后，他就接着要一个手术，也是变得很复杂，所以他都一直在死亡的边缘。
For some days, he was always in ICU.
所以在十多天里面，他都在加护病房里。
Many brothers came to visit him, pray for him.
很多弟兄姐妹都来探访他，来帮他祷告。
Okay, but you know, he said that he had so many tubes in him, left and right in the lung.
所以在他身上插很多管到他的肺到他的身体。
Okay, and he cannot move.
那他都不能动。
It was very painful to simply lay down there.
所以就只是躺在那里，就对他来讲都非常的痛苦。
He doesn't know when he will end, the pain will end.
他不知道说什么时候痛苦会停。
And so when people were weak in faith, they started to ask God, say, Lord, let me die.
所以当人在软弱在那种情况下，他们就开始说：“主啊，让我死吧。”
And so one day, he wanted to die. And so one day, Satan appeared.
所以有一天他想死，结果魔鬼就出现。
Before him, and he said that Satan is not that ugly. Satan is so beautiful.
所以魔鬼向他显现，他看这个魔鬼并不难看，看起来真是很好看的。
Very handsome.
非常英俊。
Right. And Satan was very, very polite, very well-mannered, and said, come with me. My boss, likes you very much. Come with me.
这个魔鬼就非常的温文有礼，非常的温柔地跟他讲说，来跟我来，我的老板，我的上司想见你。
And he knew that this is a Satan because he said, looking at his eyes, he knew that he was evil.
他看到这个魔鬼的眼睛，他知道这个是魔鬼。
And then Satan would say to him, "Don't these couple sheep praying doesn't do anything good. They will not help you. Come with me."
他就是跟他讲说，这些人为你祷告，或是你在祷告都没有用的，你就跟我走吧。
And this brother Wu, right? He said he wanted to cast out evil spirit.
所以这个吴弟兄就想把这个魔鬼赶走。
But then whenever he invoked in the name of Jesus Christ, this Satan does not leave. Satan just simply turn around. Don't look at him, but still stand there.
所以每次他就说奉主的圣要赶魔鬼的时候，这个魔鬼就不走，他最多只是换个方向，转回头而已。
And he tried a couple of times. Satan does not leave. His weight becomes lower and lower, and then he discovered that his soul came out from his body.
所以他试了几次，他就觉得这个撒旦都不走，他就越来越软弱，结果他可以发现说他灵魂离开了他的身体。
Just about to depart, about halfway, but he still refused to go with Satan. And at this very moment, the angel God appeared.
所以他可以感受到他灵魂已经快离开他的身体，但是他还是拒绝说跟这个魔鬼走。就在那当时，天使出现了。
The angel God, fight with Satan and chase him away.
所以天使就跟这个魔鬼征战，就把魔鬼赶走了。
And the angel came back and said, you go back. To your body.
所以天使就回来了，然后跟灵魂说，这个魂就说，你回到你身体吧。
And say to him, see, I did not let you die.
然后就跟他说，你看，我没有让你死。
Because Lord Jesus Christ also promised him that he would not die through this tribulation.
因为主耶稣也跟他应许说，他在这个这次的患难里面，他并不会死。
So I was thinking, at that very moment, we see nobody come to help us. And maybe, this angel looks so beautiful. Maybe the place that he will take us is not that bad after all.
也许在那时候并没有人帮我们，也许天使要带他去的地方。
The Satan, if Satan, looks so good, right, looks so beautiful, maybe the place that he's taking us, right, is not that bad.
在那当时没有人来帮助他，家具也那么软弱，也许这个魔鬼要带他去的地方，装成天使，装成很漂亮的地方，可能也不是那么不好的地方。
So if he said, yeah, I'll go with you, he will have lost his salvation.
你想想看，如果当时他说好，我跟你去，那他就失去他的救恩，失去他的永生。
So we need to hold on to our faith to the very, very end.
所以我们要抓紧我们永生，直到尽头，直到永远。
You see, Satan knows the value of soul. He does not easily let us go to heaven easily.
这个魔鬼知道这个灵魂的宝贵, 他不会让我们轻易的就让我们到天国的。
Look at Lord Jesus Christ. When Lord Jesus Christ is about to die,
我们看这个主耶稣, 当他快死的时候,
Satan, you know, used people to make him angry, laugh at him, try to make him see something bad, you know, or retaliate, or do something wrong, so that the Lord cannot save people, and the Lord will go to hell.
所以魔鬼尝试各种方法让周围的人笑他、侮辱他、尝试的让他能失去他的平静、说出不对的话，不能拯救这些人。
So we see that Satan did not let Jesus go easily. You know, same thing. Satan will not let us go to heavenly kingdom without a fight.
所以我们看到说魔鬼没有让这个主耶稣平平静静就走了。同样的，今天我们要去的话。
So we need to prepare. We need to endure to the very end.
所以我们要预备，我们要忍耐到底。
Finally, I'd like to tell you a story.
最后我想要再跟你分享一件事。
There was a believer. When he died.
有位信徒他死的时候。
The angel took him to a room.
这个天使带他到一个房间。
And there's two TV there.
在那个房间里面有两个电视。
And one TV shows what's heaven's like.
一台电视, 放着说天国是什么样子的。
People were reading Bible and praying.
在那个放天国的电视里面, 在里面看到他们所看到的是人家在祷告跟读经。
And then the TV that shows hell, right? Well, people are having fun, or drinking, eating, dancing, singing pop music.
那些 要去地狱的，他看到那些人都是在唱歌、在跳舞、在派对、在喝酒。
They do whatever they want to.
他们做他们想要做的事。
And the angel gave him a piece of paper, and then there's two boxes: heaven or hell.
所以天使就给他一张纸，上面写说天国或地狱。
And this believer, without thinking, just check. I want to go to hell.
这个信徒就没有想，就马上勾说，去地狱。
Why?
为什么？
He said, I have been in church for 80 years. Been praying and reading Bible. I don't want to spend my eternity go up in heaven reading Bible and pray.
他说我已经花了80年的时间在祷告读经，我不想再到天国，再用我的永生的时间在那边祷告读经。
But hell is so fun.
他看起来说这个地狱好像很有趣的事。
And so Satan, the angel bring him to hell.
所以天使就把他带到地狱。
And then he saw suddenly those people are screaming in pain, tormented in fire and worms.
突然那些人本来好像在很觉得在开派对很有趣，突然觉得说他们在受苦。So
he suddenly become very afraid, right? He turned to an angel and said, "Hey, that's not hell. That's not what I saw in TV."
他突然就看到，觉得说很可怕，跟天使讲说，哎，这跟刚才我在电视上看的第一部一样啊。The
angel said, "That's right."
天使说没有错。
What you see is a commercial.
你看到的是广告而已。哎。
So this world, right, will always tell us nice things. So don't worry about it. You know, there's no bad consequence of sinning against God.
你都常常听到人家跟你讲说，哦，没有关系，就这么做，没有什么后果的。
Sometimes I really wonder, you know, shampoo, right? Shampoo advertisement. Are those really models really use the shampoo?
有时候你想，刚才我们看到这个洗发精的广告，那些模特真的是否都用这些洗发精呢？
It's just commercial.
只是一个广告而已。
Okay. So don't trust what we see in this world. This world is temporarily. Don't put our trust in it.
所以不要相信我们眼睛所见的一件，在这个世界上的一件每件事，因为这些事情都是短暂的，都要过去的。
So we need to endure to the end.
所以我们要忍耐到底。
So today we have mentioned four criteria that will help us to finish our journey, our race, and then receive the crown of righteousness.
所以今天我们谈到四个条件来帮我们 赛跑到底, 让我们得到奖赏。
First is our attitude.
第一就是我们的态度。
Attitude, you know, running in a race, wanting to receive the first place, as if we are receiving the first place.
这个态度就是要赛跑, 好像说我们会得到奖赏一样的态度。
Second,
第二个,
we need to have right direction.
我们要有正确的方向。
Third, we need to follow the rules.
第三，我们要照规矩来。
Fourth is we need to endure to the end.
第四，我们要忍耐到底。
Let's sing him.
我们唱诗。
65.
65首。